Hello, Toomies, and welcome to another episode of Tombs of Horror. I'm your host, Dustin. Now, I know last week I had said that I was going to try to get back into the usual, episode rotation, I guess, which is usually Mondays and Wednesdays, but work has just been busy as hell lately, and I haven't had the time to get these episodes out on time, so I think I'm going to be changing the release dates for episodes from Monday and Wednesday to Monday as usual, but then Friday will be when the second episode of the week is out, because that's when my day off is now during the week, and it's just a lot simpler for me. But anyway, back on task to what we're here to talk about, and that is that most movie soundtracks are a mixed bag, especially when it comes to horror films. They're usually filled with instrumental synth music and theme songs chosen from certain scenes in the movie, and really aren't that entertaining. In fact, they're usually quite dull and lifeless. However, there are some that have some pretty fucking cool soundtracks, particularly if you're a rock or metal fan, such as myself, that focus on the actual songs featured in the movie, and for today's episode, that's what I've decided to talk about. So, the first soundtrack is going to be for Rob Zombie's 2007 reboot/remake of Halloween. While there really isn't any new music featured on this soundtrack, it does feature some pretty kick-ass older tunes. Perhaps the coolest element of the soundtrack is the first track, which I just played a little bit of, which features Tyler Bates, guitarist for Marilyn Manson, and his creepy cover, or rendition, if you will, of John Carpenter's classic Halloween theme. If you only listen to one track off of this entire soundtrack, it should definitely be this one. The next two tracks feature two classic rock tracks that everyone and their grandma knows, and that's Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper and Nazareth's Love Hurts. Other tracks on the album consist of songs from Peter Frampton, Rush, BTO, Kiss, Iggy Pop, Alice Cooper, and The Misfits. It's kind of an eclectic mix, but it's a fun listen and contains hits that most people will know and can get their groove on to. The next soundtrack is for the commercial flop, and to be honest, it really does fucking suck. The movie Dracula 2000.
Thank you.
as I mentioned, the actual movie sucks. It's not even worth your time watching. But like I said, while it was a critical and commercial flop, its soundtrack is a smorgasbord of new metal songs, which was kind of popular around this time when it came to horror movies. Like, most soundtracks were full of new metal bands, which were all the rage at the start of the 2000s. It consists of tracks by bands such as Powerman 5000, Disturbed, Slayer, who kind of stick out like a sore thumb amongst all the angsty new metal, System of a Down, Monster Magnet, Godhead, Linkin Park, Pantera, Static X, Head PE, Taproot, Endo, Flybanger, and Half Cocked. A few of the bands featured on this no longer exist, but if you're a fan of new metal, it should definitely be something you listen to. Another movie that pretty much fucking sucked was a 2002 adaptation of Anne Rice's Queen of the Damned. Well, this was the last movie R&B queen Aaliyah would appear in before her untimely and tragic death in a plane crash. It's really not a movie that should be seen by anybody that actually enjoys horror movies. Its soundtrack, however, is a lot better than the movie itself and features solo tracks from the likes of Static X's Wayne Static, Disturbed's David Draiman, Linkin Park's Chester Bennington, Orgy's Jay Gordon, and also has songs from the Deftones, Marilyn Manson, Papa Roach, Godhead, Disturbed, Static X, Linkin Park Wannabe's Dry Cell, who is a singer, interestingly enough. Jeff Gutt is now in Stone Temple Pilots, Earshot, Tricky, and Kidney Thieves. This next soundtrack is for a horror flick that, while It is another one that really didn't do all that well, but it's one of my personal favorites, and that is Dee Snider of Twisted Sisters' 1998 film Strangeland. This features a solo track from Snyder himself, as well as a new at the time Twisted Sister track, which is what I just played. It also includes songs from Seven Dust, Megadeth, Pantera, Anthrax, Snot, Day in the Life, Cold Chamber, Bile, Marilyn Manson, Soulfly, Head PE, The Clay People, Nashville Pussy, and Crisis. Even if you don't like the movie, even though you should, because it's pretty fucking sweet. If you're a fan of heavy music, once again, you should enjoy the soundtrack. And with this next one, even though I guess it's not really a horror film and more of a revenge flick, 1994's The Crow is one that pretty much every horror fan has seen and has probably even owned the soundtrack to it at one point, because come on, it's a fucking Crow. Full of great 90s bands, this contains songs by The Cure, Machines of Loving Grace, Stone Temple Pilots, Nine Inch Nails, Rage Against the Machine, Violent Femmes, Rollins Band, Helmet, Pantera, For Love Not Lisa, My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, The Jesus and Mary Chain, and Jane Sibbery. Once again, most of these bands no longer exist, but it's a prime example of 90s rock and definitely worth the listen. Now, if you're a Black Death and thrash metal fan, you should definitely enjoy the soundtrack to 2018's Deathgasm. Not only does this have an awesome soundtrack, it's also an uproariously hilarious horror comedy that I will do an episode on at some point. And if you've never seen it, Deathgasm should definitely be up there on your list of movies to watch. You won't be fucking disappointed. And if you for some reason take my advice, watch it and don't enjoy it, write in and tell me why. I'd be interested in knowing why. But anyway, back on track. The soundtrack to this masterpiece of a movie is pretty fucking neat as well. It features tracks by Axe Slasher, Beast Wars, Bullet Belt, Midnight, Skullfist, Death Metal Legends, None, Slaughter, who I just played, Elm Street, iconic black metal vocalist Ison, 8 Foot Sativa, black metal legends Emperor, who, if you don't know, Ison was a vocalist for, Pathology, Razor Wire, and Lair of the Minotaur. Definitely some cool shit, yo. While I'm not a fan of the franchise myself, the Resident Evil movies are known for having some pretty heavy tunes, and if you're a nu metal fan, the first 2002 Resident Evil soundtrack is for you. Yeah. This features tracks by Slipknot, whom obviously I just played, Marilyn Manson, who makes a lot of appearances on horror soundtracks during this period in time, Cold Chamber, Crystal Method, Edema, Fear Factory, Static X, Rammstein, for some fucking reason, fucking Depeche Mode, Il Nino, Mudvayne, Saliva, and 5.0. While the 2003 reboot of Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a travesty that shouldn't ever be watched by fucking anyone, it does have a soundtrack that is much better than that piece of fucking shit deserves. Particularly if you're a hardcore metalcore fan. For it features songs by bands such as this, Lamb of God. This also features songs by Hatebreed, Pantera, Meshuggah, Soil, Static X, Mushroomhead, Seether, Nothing Face, 40 Below Summer, Motor Grader, Shadows Fall, Fear Factory, Morbid Angel, Index Case, Finger 11, and Sworn Enemy. Next one that I'm going to talk about has a soundtrack that's a little different from all the others that I've talked about, and it's also another one of my favorites, and that's a 2008 horror / musical, Repo, the Genetic Opera, which I'm sure at some point I will also do a fucking episode on.
You're groveling. Rotty, your king is dying. Even Rotty Largo cannot prevent this passing. But we'll inherit Gene Cole or keep those vultures guessing.
This soundtrack is different, as there are no well-known or established bands, but instead, it's a cast singing the tunes, such as Paul Sorvino, Sarah Brightman, Bill Moseley, Ogre from Industrial Legend Skinny Puppy, Alexa Varga, and fucking Paris fucking Hilton. While none of them are especially good at singing, all that well at least, they give it their all, and more than a few of the tracks, like the one I just played, which is called Things You See in a Graveyard, fucking rock just as hard as any of the other soundtracks I've mentioned previously. Also, it's a great, if a little weird, low-budget flick that I highly suggest you seek out and find if you've never seen it before. Well, the 1988 flick, Black Roses, is either or just fucking sucks is a matter of opinion, but it's another one that has a pretty kick-ass soundtrack. It was put out by Metal Blade Records, which that name alone carries enough street and music cred by itself for any metalhead. It features songs, or such old school metal bands as Bang Tango, Lizzie Borden, King Cobra, Tempest, and Hallows Eve. It's worth the listen if you can find it. I'd probably avoid the movie, though. While it is admittedly entertaining, sometimes for all the wrong reasons, it's really not that good. The last soundtrack I'm going to talk about is quite the fucking doozy when it comes to the music and bands involved. While I don't consider this a horror movie at all, nor the book that it's based upon, it's not a horror book. Most critics and streaming services call it one. And that movie, my friends, is 2018's Lords of Chaos. This movie is the story of the first really big black metal band, Mayhem. For listeners who aren't familiar with that musical term, I'm not talking about a band made of African Americans. I'm talking about a particular brand of heavy metal music that mostly came from Norway and Sweden in the early 90s. These bands were easily recognized by their overtly satanic lyrics, the use of corpse paint on their faces, low production values, and for some bands, their inability to play their own instruments. Anyway, this soundtrack is a black death and thrash metal fan's wet dream and morning boner, as it contains such bands as Tormentor, Carcass, Accept, Dio, for some fucking reason, Dead Can Dance, and Sigur Rós, Bathory, Mayhem, of course, since that's who the movie is about, Sarcophago, Grotesque, Sodom, Holy Terror, Hellhammer, Cathedral, and I don't know how to pronounce the last band's name, so I'm not even going to try. If you're a fan of any of these bands, or the early 90s underground scene, or looking for a starting point into the black metal music genre, then look no further than this. As for the movie itself, it's just, it's alright, it's aight. The book is much better, though. And that wraps it up for this episode. As always, you can drop me a line at darksyde9034@gmail.com. And tune in next week for when I'm going to be talking about some fucking terrible fucking sequels and reboots that never should have been made. See you next time. I'm Dustin, and this has been Tombs of Horror.